It's time for our weekly chat with RNIB's Chief Executive, Simon Antrobus. Simon, you're out and about at the moment.
Yeah, part of the work that I do as a CEO, obviously, is working very closely with our senior leaders in the organisation. And we're on a bit of an away day today. Been working on our purpose, so what the next steps might look like. So out and about.
For people who probably aren't familiar with that, what is the purpose and how does it shape what RNIB does going forward?
That's a good question, Alan. And I've been with the organisation now 6 months. And one of the really important things coming in as a CEO that you want to be able to identify is a really strong articulation of the charitable ambition, the reason why RNIB exists. And if I'm honest, I think we needed to do a bit of work on that. And over the last 4.5 months, we've been thinking about, well, how do we describe the difference we want to make for blind and partially sighted people? And we're at this point now whereby we've got some clarity in that space. And we're just about to share it with the wider organisation, with colleagues across RNIB. We feel very kind of confident about it. We think it's got a real kind of practical application. It's ambitious and it stirs emotions in people, which is always really good when you're trying to think about what you want to do as a charity. So we're not in a position just yet to share it externally because we want to make sure that it lands really well. And the words are words. You have to build a story around them. So that's what we're working on at the moment. And I'm here today with senior leaders in RNIB talking about the next steps, what we do next to really bring this to life so that we can drive real change for blind and partially sighted people. So the one thing I can say, which I think is important to get across at this stage, is that the real thing that makes purpose come to life is the value of the lived experience of blind and partially sighted people. So we're majoring on that as part of a key kind of driver to make this new purpose a success. And I can clearly state that now. And then, you know, in a few weeks' time, I'll be able to talk to you and your listeners about what it really means, what the words say, what we're trying to achieve. And it's a very exciting opportunity for the organisation.
So is the purpose almost like why RNIB exists, what it's there to do, what it should be doing, and that in turn then almost affects the strategy where the charity then says, okay, here's the purpose, how do we do it?
Absolutely. So it unlocks what we should do as an organisation. It is exactly that. Why does RNIB exist? What's it here to achieve? If we can articulate that in a couple of sentences, we can then start to think about, well, what do we do as an organisation to really bring this to life, to really bring about change in a whole range of areas that will improve the lives of blind and partially sighted people. So in that sense, it's very exciting. You know, we're not talking about massive shift or change here. What we're talking about is a confirmation of the things that are really important to blind and partially sighted people.
How do you come to the purpose, the conclusion then? How do you work towards that? You know, how do you get the evidence? How do you then say, yes, this is what the purpose is?
That's a really good question. And it's important that you don't just sit down in a room and try and write it yourself. You need to make sure that you're considering all the insight and data and information that might help shape our purpose. As part of the work that we've done in the last 4.5 months, we've spoken to just under 1,000 people. That's colleagues, but equally externally as well. It's people, blind and partially sighted people, been an important part of that consultation process. We've tested thinking. Then we've brought in people that can help write the words. We've tested those words again. We've spoken to external partners and stakeholders and funders, and they've given us their feedback on what they think the real purpose of RNIB is. And that gets us to a set of words that we then take to our board. And the board give an additional level of scrutiny on that. And then yesterday we took it to the senior leaders across the organisation and said, how does this feel for you? And we did it at pace. 4.5 months is quite quick. But we were fortunate that there'd been a lot of work undertaken prior to me joining that was really collecting the data and information about what RNIB should be doing. So we were helped in that sense. And I think we've got to a good place, Alan. I'm really excited to be able to come at some stage and share it with you and your listeners. I think it's really important that we get this right, because we're at a bit of a crossroads with things for blind and partially sighted people, you know, changes in the NHS, uncertainty at the government level, technology advances. We want to make sure all of those things are right and in the right place for blind and partially sighted people.
We'll look forward to telling the listeners about that, as you say, Simon, in a few weeks' time. Now, you did say you've been here for 6 months now, and part of that, so it's not just learning about RNIB, but probably the sight loss sector, the charities involved in that as well, because RNIB is involved, you know, with different groups, different committees and so on, different collaborations with other sight loss charities, and you've been chatting to more of those chief execs and directors too.
It's an important part of my induction, but equally I think it's an important part of how RNIB operates. I want us to be an organisation that is prepared to work in partnership and collaborate with other sight loss charities or other relevant charities and organisations to get the best outcomes for blind and partially sighted people. So I've spent quite a bit of time talking to CEOs of other sight loss charities, and we had a really interesting conversation about those areas that we could collaborate on that will make a real difference. And I think that's a really important part of how you show up as a kind of modern organisation. And I'm really keen that RNIB continues to do that. But equally, there is so much knowledge and expertise that we all hold that we should be prepared to share with our sight loss charity colleagues so that we get the best outcomes for blind and partially sighted people. Sometimes the exact opposite can happen. You end up being in competition, whereas my strong view is that actually we should focus down on what's the difference we can make together. And if that means working in partnership and sharing our knowledge and expertise, then that's a great thing to be able to do.
And collaboration, Simon, we have been chatting with the guys from BT through last year and this year as well. Massive change coming up for people who have landline telephones, no matter who their operator is. That's phones that plug into the wall. It's a huge change coming up, and BT has been working with RNIB to get the message out to blind and partially sighted people and putting help in place, making information more accessible for people. It's working on free home visits to help people with that change as well, because these phone lines will be closing off. It's all change. Again, this is a massive piece of work, but RNIB involved there in making things accessible, so making sure that people get the information in their way when they need it.
I've talked to you quite regularly about the importance of connection, Alan, and I think this is a moment when we need to make sure that from this kind of change that we're offering our knowledge and advice to BT and other providers, because what I would really not want to see is people lose the ability to connect because of these changes. So it's important that we play our part. I'm really pleased that BT have come and talked to us about it, and that you're helping signal these changes and also guiding people through the process. So again, it sort of plays to the power of RNIB and our brand and what we're all about, and I think we are able to do these things because people recognize and acknowledge that we're a subject matter expert in this area, and making sure that you consult and consider these issues is really good to see.
Indeed, and if you want more information, the lines will be switched off if your phone plugs into the wall. January 2027 is the deadline for that. There's all sorts of help available to you. BT will keep you absolutely connected. Don't worry about that. Go to bt.com for more information on digital voice, or call their helpline on 0330 1234 150. And of course, if you want to learn more about RNIB, the helpline is there, 0303 1234 239999, or go to rnib.org.uk. That's it for this week, Simon. We'll let you carry on out and about, of course, but we will speak to you again very soon on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks a lot, Alan.